This is the Overclocked Playlist, a collection of listener-submitted recommendations so we can all discover music together. This week's theme is obscure music.
Welcome back, listeners. Welcome back, brother.
Welcome back, Steven.
I've been here the whole time, hiding in the closet.
Really? Oh, hi.
I never leave the Overclocked podcast studio. I sleep in the closet. Mm-hmm. I do my sit-ups on the desk, mm-hmm. and I just listen to music all day and read Twitter.
Yep, this is why you're so much better informed than I am.
Exactly.
Because yeah. if you get anything from Twitter, it's being well informed.
Mm-hmm. So here we are. Today we're going to be talking about obscure music or lesser known music, music that you don't hear every day. And I'm willing to bet you, listener, don't know most of the songs we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to actually kick it off sharing some of our songs before we jump into the playlist. Do we have anything to run through before that?
The only thing I will mention is that just earlier this evening, I got finished talking to the good folks at Radio Sega, and we are going to be talking about their album next week. It's a kind of Sega mashup album that's going to be donating the proceeds to a charity. It's a really cool thing. And so next week's playlist, in honor of that is going to be mashups. So that's going to be really any arrangement or remix, or I guess it could be original music too, that uses two or more sources. So, you know, I'm sure if you're, a devout listener to OCR, you can think of plenty of songs that take, you know, Mega Man 8 and mash it up with Final Fantasy 8.
Yeah, well, they have all those competitions on Overclock Remix that are literally about mashups.
And that's actually what inspired this album, so good catch.
Oh, well, there you go. What charity is it going to? Do we know?
Yes, it's going to a charity called Special Effect that helps people with different disabilities get into video games and have a way to play them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
It's very cool. I had a really fun time talking about
it. What if my disability is not having time to play video games?
That's just called your life choices, Brian. And I'm afraid we can't fix those.
Well, speaking of my life choices, I brought a song for this week's playlist.
Okay.
I have to admit, obscure music seemed like a weird topic choice.
Because we're already so obscure?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It seemed pretty, I don't know. It seemed kind of, I don't know, limiting or something. So it was a little hard for me to find a track, but I did find one. So...
Okay.
Let's see how this goes.
The question is, did you try to find something that not many people know about or that I super don't know about?
We'll see.
All right. Let's click on three.
You ready?
One, two, three. This sounds like Austin Wintory. This doesn't sound like Austin Wintory. Cannot place this. It sounds very obscure.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is this from a video game called Obscure?
This is from Obscure 2.
I knew it! I knew it! I called it and I knew it!
I was wondering if you would call this, because this is the most me thing ever to do.
Of course!
Yeah.
It's very funny. Good job.
I dug through that, though, and I ended up really liking that track.
Yeah, I really like that.
I just like the emotion of it. It's very, like, it's called A Reason to Fight, and it is very, like, kind of that resolve kicks in. It reminds me of something that'd be, like, in Xenoblade or something, and I love that kind of, like, bittersweet, like, we're gonna do this kind of vibe it has. So
question is, why does it end with a stock picture of The Sims 2 promotional character art?
Obscure does not have good character design.
Sorry, that's a very obscure reference for you.
Yeah.
Is Obscure the teen
we
horror
own
game? Oh yeah, we do have that.
We own Obscure 1, not Obscure 2, but yeah.
I see. Cool.
Anyway, apparently they got an actual, like, children's chorus for it and used a bit of an orchestra. So it's an interesting soundtrack composed by Olivier Derivière or something. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Oh, really? But, Wait a second. Can we investigate this for 1 second?
Why?
I want to investigate this for a second. Where does
you
it
know
say?
That composer?
Olivier, I don't know how to pronounce it either, but is this...
French game composer. He did Remember Me.
Yes! Aha! Remember Me! I thought I recognized that name. Remember Me? He's... Oh, I should have brought Remember Me! There's a freebie for you guys. Go check out that soundtrack. Fantastic! Amazing! Yeah.
This is kind of a precursor to that.
Yes. Very good.
In terms of style, okay. So...
Yep. Well, that's fine.
All right.
So the way I approached this was I wanted to find something that I was excited to introduce people to and share with the world. This is we have plenty of platform or plenty of chance on this platform to share music that we love. But this is like something that I don't think very many people know about. I only learned about it recently. And once you know about it, it will give you hours of wonderful enjoyment.
Okay.
So we're going to click on three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Loading.
It's not going to blow your socks away immediately, but it's really good.
Elder Scrolls something? Oh, that sounded like...
So you did catch that little nod.
Yeah. I did. This is like a symphonic game music project or something?
Pretty much. This is the soundtrack to actually a mod called Beyond Skyrim Bruma.
I think I've heard of that.
It's like a whole, you know, basically an expansion pack that was built for Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. And this guy called Daniel Ran made a full Elder Scrolls soundtrack. There are 20 exploration tracks, the full run of combat tracks. He even made like tavern and bard tracks with full lyrics. It's the closest I have heard anyone ever get to Jeremy Soule. And sometimes I'm including Jeremy Soule in that. I don't know how many hours I've listened to it, but it's really... just nails that sound that the Elder Scrolls has. It's so relaxing and comforting and just maturely crafted. I highly recommend that you listen through. It's basically like getting a whole new Elder Scrolls album.
Wow, this sounds really cool. So you can go visit different parts of Tamriel in this mod, like Morrowind and so on. That sounds really cool.
Yes, it's obviously focused on Bruma, but you get to visit Cloud Ruler.
Where's Bruma?
I think it's like...
The northmost country.
Yes.
We should try that out.
Yeah, it just apparently integrates seamlessly into Skyrim, so you can just go into the borders. So let's just listen to this for a second, because we've been talking a lot. Much like Jeremy Soule, Daniel is able to disguise the fact that he did not have a full orchestra pretty well. I'm not saying the music is as good as Elder Scrolls, but considering that, you know, it's basically a fan project trying to emulate Elder Scrolls, I am pretty flabbergasted. I listen to Elder Scrolls music pretty much every day, so this is... It's pretty huge for me to have 20 new Elder Scrolls exploration tracks that I really, really like.
Well, good choice, man. That was just had so much more integrity than my choice. But nevertheless, cool.
Yes. Okay, well, we're done here, at least for our portion of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. We're going to be back next week talking about the Radio Zeg album. And don't forget to bring your favorite mashups. It's going to be a good party.
Yep. And now, everyone, enjoy the playlist.
Magnus Jones from Soulfjord and submitted by Joseph G.
Heading from Violet and submitted by Stalky.
The City of Gold, originally from Guild Wars 2, remixed by Step W and submitted by Tamias222.
Difficult Moon from SD Snatcher and submitted by Jorido.
Man's Back, from Last Window, The Secret of Cape West, and submitted by Square Evil.
Everybody Votes Channel from the Nintendo Wii and submitted by Sothen.
The intro from Far East of Eden and submitted by Yami.
Thieves of Fate, originally from Radical Dreamers, remixed by Drum Ultima, The Prophet of Mephisto, Jeffrey Tosser, and Level 99, and submitted by John.
attention. Just ahead of us, not a hint of light inside. She's standing right in front of me, a red swinging side to side. The thing I fear the most is that the devil will set my faithful soul ablaze. These corridors stretch forever into never-ending darkness. I listen very carefully, but the silence is deafening. A whisper could be heard for miles, and a spark will light the room like fireworks. Oh, I feel the apprehension of my comrades by my side. Better hold on real tight, cause it'll be a wild ride. For you know I've been gone for a while. For that cool one, we'll find. I don't think that I will know so. When I do, will you still be waiting for me? Don't need the lights on for me. Get yourself a good rest, I'll be fine.
Castle Vanity from Super Volus 4 and submitted by the MDisc Playlist Podcast. Used theme from James Bond Jr. and submitted by Lion Tamer. This wins as most obscure track.